listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the ultimate shepherd. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, which says this. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. The prophet Isaiah announced something wonderful. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. One aspect of our God to behold is his loving care as a shepherd. The first thing a shepherd must do for his sheep is feed them. And the Lord feeds us like a shepherd feeds his flock. Sheep must be directed to the good pasture and must be moved on to new pasture when they have stripped the grass bare. We need as much carefully directed feeding as sheep do. Some say that there are few creatures that have less power to take care of themselves as sheep have. God loves to call himself a shepherd. Many of the greatest men of the Bible were shepherds, and their character points to Jesus Christ. Abel is a picture of Jesus, the sacrificed shepherd. Jacob is a picture of Jesus, the working shepherd. Joseph is a picture of Jesus, the persecuted and exalted shepherd. Moses is a picture of Jesus, the calling out from Egypt shepherd. David is a picture of Jesus, the shepherd king. We also read here, he will gather the lambs with his arm. Our Lord shows special care for the lambs. The youngest and weakest are not despised. They are given special care by the Lord who gathers them and then will carry them in his bosom close to his heart. He does not cast the weak lambs over his shoulder as a shepherd might carry a sheep. He carries them in a safe and tender place. The shoulders are for power. The back is for carrying burdens. But the bosom, that's a place of love. It is the Lord himself who does this. He does not delegate the work to an angel, even to his ministers or his preachers. He promised that he, working through his Spirit, does the work of carrying his lambs. This shepherd also carries a rod and staff and knows how to use them. He knows how to gently lead those who are with young. Jesus is given three great titles regarding his work as a shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. That's in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 15. He's good in his care and in his sacrifice for the flock. Jesus is the great shepherd, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. He is great in his glorious triumph over every enemy. And Jesus is the chief shepherd in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. At his return, Jesus will also exercise another aspect of his role as a shepherd. He will divide the sheep from the goats. That's in Matthew chapter 25. Friends, Jesus is the ultimate shepherd. Here's the question for you. Is he your shepherd? Are you responding to him as a sheep should respond to its shepherd? Let him feed you. Let him comfort and care for you. Let Jesus, your shepherd, lead you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.